Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about education, but we're going to be talking about education in the 21st century.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, that we talk about distance education, and in rural Minnesota, that's a reality. People have to travel long distances to get to their education.
It really is, especially in, you know, it's easy here in Mankato. We have lots of campuses, and mm-hmm. we have good internet access here in town. But when you get farther out, you get into smaller towns that aren't near a college campus, mm-hmm. a tech college, a university. You know, it may be 50, 60, 100 miles to your closest campus of higher education. And so when people in these smaller towns, you know, look at what are their educational opportunities, does that mean they move away, mm-hmm. you know, to go to school? What if they don't want to move away?
Right, right. I mean, that's a very good point. So you were reading about something that's going on in Redwood Falls, Minnesota.
Right.
Tell us about that example.
Well, in Redwood Falls, they've set up a learning center there with broadband technology, internet technology, that allows for distance learning. They have teachers, instructors from MinWest campus in Worthington doing classes over the internet. The students watch them on big screen TVs. It's like a regular classroom. They have question and answer, and they're taking notes and they're taking exams and things like that. And this way it allows students in Redwood Falls, and these are, you know, high school students, college age students, and older folks who mm-hmm. want continuing education, you know, who wouldn't normally have access to a higher education opportunity to improve their job chances, improve their job skills. They now have access to that there because of this technology that the city and the area communities banded together to put together.
You know, but this all kind of ties back into conversations we've had on previous programs where in rural Minnesota, the access to broadband is so vital because that's a really good example of that, where if you don't have it, it's going to be really difficult to really employ that kind of technology.
Right, and they did touch on that in the article. The city itself, they managed to pull together the broadband infrastructure so they would have the capacity necessary to have these classes, but a lot of the students didn't have very good internet access at home. They'd have dial-up, you know, which makes it very difficult to watch things that need more speed, like videos and things like that. And some people who live outside of town don't have access at all, and it's not because they can't afford it even. It's because it's just plain not there. And so it really does create a problem. They have to figure out alternatives.
Well, it is a fascinating way that rural Minnesota is tackling that issue of distance education, and it's a great example of that. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.